And today I was going to tell you about some of the research that we've done in collaboration with John Oakey's lab, who is in the Petroleum and Chemical Engineering Department here, that will soon be published in Science. And we basically tried to address a fundamental question of how the internal parts of a cell know how big to be. And the relationship between the size of these structures called organelles and the size of the cells which they're built in is critically important for survival of the cell. And it's a problem of scale, and one that's easier to understand if you consider scaling at a different level. You can imagine a bison's heart, for example, in a prairie dog, or vice versa, a prairie dog's heart in a bison. It's simply not going to work, and the same goes for a cell. And this scaling relationship is also important in the context of certain diseases, particularly cancers, where the size of these internal components and or the relationship between the size of these internal components and the size of the cell often goes awry. And even though it's been known for a long time that organelles scale their size proportionally with changes in cell size, how this relationship is achieved remains for most organelles largely a mystery. So to address this long-standing problem, we try to answer a very simple question. If we just change the size of the cell, is this enough to change the size of its internal parts? And the real challenge here was to go about somehow changing the size of a cell, which is not a trivial undertaking. And this is why it required a collaboration between two very different labs.